in honor of our suffragette tradition here in Waukesha. Proud that our Walk Radio studios are right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. And it's been my mission to raise more awareness about who she was and what she meant for women and the right to vote and just Waukesha history. And I have Mayor Sean Riley to thank for that, because when I was an alderman my first year in September 2019, the mayor issued a proclamation honoring Theodora Humans and her role. Wisconsin was the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment, and it was all very much in large part to her efforts as head of the state's women's suffrage movement. So,
I got to be here more often. I'm being educated here.
There you go. Yeah, you know, your science and math, that's your focus. So it's my job to kind of, keep the history alive. But, yeah. But Don, you heard the music and reminded him, you saw, what was your last hurrah of the year?
Monday night, we went, I took my two older boys, Gabe and Caleb, I took them to go see Alice in Chains at the amphitheater, and rocked pretty hard. And Breaking Benjamin was on before them. And
oh, really?
Yeah, really hard band, and it was fantastic. I had school the next day, first day of school, not with the kids, but with my staff.
And
I could barely hear anybody talking to me. I had to lean in for every conversation because my ears were ringing through the day, but it was well worth it.
Sounds great. Hey, I want to give a big shout out. Johnny Watermelon's here, but he said he's not much of a baseball guy growing up in Green Bay. Big Packer fan, big football guy, big meathead. No, I'm kidding. Who doesn't love Johnny Watermelon? But Johnny's here. He's
a fan for the Brewers when they get
pumped. He loves the Brewer tailgates, and he's handing out Walk Radio stickers for us. But and Johnny's been doing a great job on color with me at the football games, even too good of a job sometimes, but Johnny's the man. So he certainly beats the heck out of Dan Dierdorf. So Don, before we got cut off there at the last break, we were talking about the D'Angelo brothers.
D'Angelo and Doshin Rivera, twins.
The Rivera twins.
Yep. And D'Angelo was one of our, go-tos last year, played some first base, mostly first base, played some third base. He was only a sophomore. We brought him up, we expected big things, and he surpassed our expectations. Ended up, he batted in the, 5-6 hole for us, had some real big hits, had some real big doubles and, extra bases, ribbies in key situations. So expecting some big things out of him. And then his brother Doshin was a starting shortstop on the JV level, and great hands, soft hands, knows the game well, good IQ. And we're expecting he'll be up on varsity this upcoming season, and expecting some big things, because we're missing some, we're losing our middle infielder, starting middle infield, that which is huge. So we have, we're losing our center fielder, Spencer Robertson, who's going to play on college ball. Shout out to Spencer. He's going to be fantastic.
Where's
at the next level.
At?
Don't quote me on that. I think he's going to Platteville or Claire. I can't recall now. But good and ball. Then our shortstop, Peyton Frainer, is going to play at Madison College. Peyton was our number three all around, just great baseball player. I can't wait to see what he does at the next level. And then our second baseman was our defensive player of the year, Colin Kania. And he also graduated. So we're losing our middle. So, but
it is
tough, because those guys really solidified the middle for our pitching staff. But we got other guys to fill in. I'm telling you, the guys that are coming through, we're just super excited about. We see a lot of great tools. And we have some depth too there. We have some, it's not just, hey, we got to rely on this guy. If one guy goes down, I think the next guy that steps up, we have some depth, that we're really going to be relying on too. Cause you know how it goes in high school, everyone pitches too. So, your center fielder, he's pitching. We need another center field, your shortstop, he's going to pitch. We need another shortstop. So it's so much depending on who's pitching. And so guys got to be able to move around and play multi positions. So, and we got that. So we're looking forward to that.
That's exciting. So what, and we talked about this during the break to kind of prep you, what major league managers or maybe even coaches you had growing up that you may model yourself or take pages from their playbook in terms of your style and your approach to strategy?
Sure. I think obviously anybody who is coaching at a high school level, I don't care what sport it is, has been influenced, huge influences with their own upbringing and guiding along the way. And I was so fortunate. I went to a private school, Thomas More. And I was fortunate to have my high school coach, Joe Zalecki, and who is in the High School Hall of Fame coaching.
I said that name sounded familiar.
He's a fan. I still keep up with him on Facebook.
That's great.
Yeah, still a great guy. And he was there for a long time. And, I think he even coached my dad, believe it or not, back in the day of Don Bosco, going back to Thomas More tradition and Don Bosco before that.
Sure.
So he was around one of those guys that just staples of the community and staples of the school. I take a lot when I coach. I take a lot from him back when going into the high school. You know, just teaching life through baseball. And yeah. I know a lot of coaches say that, and everyone wants to have that, but to have, you know, live and breathe it and be able to have 4 years with a coach like that, that actually, you know, walked the walk to teach life through baseball.
I love
and
it.
That's what I try to do with our guys. You know, they're dealing with that's pressure great. Situations, dealing with the hard work and adversity, dealing sure. with injuries, all that stuff, obviously.
Has Coach Zalecki been to see any of your games in person?
He has not, but he reaches out every once in a while on That's Facebook great. And just says, congrats on this. So he's watching from a distance. He's busy. He's got his own boys and his youngest son, Mike Zalecki. I was also fortunate enough to coach with, so I played with his youngest son, Mike, and sure. Mike went on to play some minor league baseball. And then, Mike Zalecki coached at Cardinal Stritch for 13 years. And then he started the program at Brighton Stratton College, which is a newer JUCO. Yeah. In the area for baseball.
South center fielder Dominic Bell is going.
Yes, to Dominic from South is going. That's good. That's awesome. Good. Congrats to Dominic. So I coached over at Brighton Stratton for about a year and a half before I became the coach at Waukesha North, and took some good stuff away with Mike Zalecki. And Mike was just basically a branch of his dad, Joe. So very fundamental, you know, just about detail work, not just about, you know, X's and O's necessarily, but, you know, there's a right way to do pretty much everything. There's a right way to wear your hat sure. and put your uniform on, and there's sure. a right way to play catch before the game, and yep. there's a right way to compose yourself in the dugout, and there's a right way to practice. So just doing things the right way the first time and all the time. He always, you know, he used to say, you know, practice does, you know, makes practice perfect, does yeah. not make perfect, makes but perfect better. Practice yep. makes perfect. And that's what we try to go for.
You know, and I was talking to my wife bought this the other day because she played some rounders. You know, they call it softball for the ladies, but like rounders is my name. During COVID, I watched that Ken Burns documentary on baseball because it was free. And one of the original names for baseball, there too, is either base or it was rounders. And so I call it rounders. Now.
Nice.
So if you ever hear me say that, I'm not talking about cards.
I love it.
But
although we can talk about cards too, if you want, that's a passion too.
That was a great movie. Yeah. yeah. Pay the man his money. But
every time I eat an Oreo cookie, I think of that. Yeah.
Classic. So let's have some fun here since we're talking movies. Tell me your favorite baseball movie, your top three.
Wow.
And that's
I know a lot of people go to the classic Major League, and you know, I have a hard time. It's funny you mentioned it. I have a hard time watching baseball movies when they're not authentic, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
When they have actors trying to be baseball players. And you know, it's funny thing, I was in the movie Mr. 3000 back in the day.
Wow.
I mean, they filmed it at Miller Park, and I was fortunate enough to have a little small role in that. And it was funny because I'm sitting from the dugout watching the director do this scene. And one of the baseball players was from the Actors Guild. He was not he was not a super athlete, but he was from the Actors Guild, so he had this set and he was up there, and they were filming this scene for about 15 minutes, and the director walked by, and I said, "Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but just so you know, the guy's got the wrong helmet on." So he was a right-handed batter, and his ear flap on the right side. I said, baseball guys are going to catch that in the movie, you know, I'm watching movies. It's hard for me to authenticate some of the stuff that goes on. I know Major League was fun and all that, but when I'm watching it, it's hard. I don't know. I would have to probably say,
I choose Bull Durham over Major League in terms of that category.
You're right. I do like Bull Durham. I guess Field of Dreams just brings back. I like the whole dad playing catch connection.
Read the book Shoeless Joe that it's based on?
I did not.
You would love it. Make sure you do.
All right, that's a good recommendation for the summer reading.
So you know, in the movie, it's James Earl Jones.
Yep.
And he goes off to Ebbets Field. In the book, it's J.D. Salinger, wrote Catcher in the Rye. And one of the real tragedies in his life, two tragedies, when the Giants left the Polo Grounds, that was his team. And before that, when he was old enough to realize that he had no future in Major League Baseball. So that in the book, it ends with him going to the Polo Grounds. So which I love it. But my favorite baseball movie is 8 Men Out. Did you ever see about the Black Sox?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
Talk about
it's been
tragedy.
A long
oh,
time.
Oh, God. There's some great. Yeah. We're going to break some. We come back there. I talk about some lines of the movie that reminded me of, like, why I love baseball as a kid and why I love it as a parent now that my kids are are playing. It, to me, it's the greatest game. As much as I love football and love watching calling games with Johnny, I'm very much a Rounders guy. So we're going to go pay some bills. But this week in Waukesha continues with Waukesha North baseball coach Don Radomski. Stick around.